Are you going to be able to make it through this one, Cecil?
I don't know. We'll see, won't we? It's going to bring up a lot of emotions for me from the past.
Oh, dear.
Yes, but me and my wife, Margaret, have got past them now, but still very, 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 very painful to think about, especially to listen to you read.
Oh, Cecil, it's all right.
Fine, I'm fine. It's fine. Let's just get through this.
All right, then. This, for those that don't know, is the week in 2003 when Mum and Dad, as they often do, broke up for a while. so, Cecil, if you'd just like to do a recap of last week, and then we'll get on with it and we can just push through it.
Right.
The dark times.
Yes.
Some of the dark times, anyway.
Yes.
Plenty more ahead.
Right. Well, if you remember last week, if you listen to it, anybody listens to this anymore, I'm not sure. What did happen? Nothing happened. Paul gave a read-through of what different colours his T-shirts mean. Orange is caution, obviously. Needs a shower. Keep back. There's a bubble of stench around him. Not a lot happened, really. We got our new appliances from the insurance after being burgled. So, Paul, oh dear, if you'd like to read the diary entry for the 25th of March, 2003, and I'll be sitting over here holding a cushion, slowly rocking and weeping.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Don't weep, Cecil. Say the date, though, Cecil, because, you know, you haven't said the date yet, and you've got to.
Right, sorry. 25th of March.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ, says. What a day it's been today. It all started at 11:32 in the AM, when I was on the radio. I was doing a phone-in on I was doing the phone-in when Oh, my goodness. I was doing the phone-in introduction when Toby came running and banging on the glass. He told me to leave the booth and come to the radio engagement area number 2, which is bedroom 4 if it's Christella. I knew something was wrong because Toby Wilde, the midget, was in floods of tears. Well, I say floods, it was more puddles of tears because he's only a dwarf, isn't he? So I put my live stand-up CD on for Radio Thanks and I waddled upstairs. I'm deeply embarrassed by my live CD. It's something I recorded in the front room and got Dad to play. I laughed a track when he thought I was doing a joke. They fell very flat, I thought, but Mum and Dad absolutely loved it, so swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Anyway, I waddled upstairs. Oh, well, the air was blue with mouth-based foulness. Mother and father were having a huge fight about money. It's always about money, isn't it, with them two? Specifically the insurance money. Mum was throwing chairs and shouting that she was desperate for a unicycle, and Dad was insisting that he needed a new hip. Quick as a flash, I jumped in with, I want to buy a wife. But then they both gave me a look of derision for a second, and then they resumed the shouting at each other. It sounded quite poetic. If I recall, it went exactly like this. Right, you ready, everybody?
Yes, Paul.
It's you first, Mum.
All right. Cecil, I am mad.
Margaret, are you mad with me?
Yes, Cecil, I am mad with you.
Oh, Margaret, please, come. Let us talk it through.
Hang on, parents. Can I express myself in a non-vocal form?
And then this is where me and Margaret both shouted no. And in the radio episode, Paul goes on to play a guitar solo for 7 minutes. It's unbelievably terrible, isn't it, Paul?
I believe you're saying that to me, Cecil. was your idea. Anyway, I do a non-vocal guitar solo for a while, and then Mum and Dad just start shouting at each other again. So, Cecil, Margaret, if you'd like to continue.
Now then, Margaret, why are you so very, very mad at me?
Well, Cecil, first of all, you put a hole in all of my tights.
No, that wasn't me, that was Paul, when he was playing Cops and Robbers.
No, it wasn't. I know it was you because I found a grey pubic hair. Anyway, I don't like you when you're naked. It reminds me of a dried prune.
Yes, but my darling, it's to be expected. I'm 73 and I have too much skin. Okay, Margaret, is that the only reason you're mad at me?
No, Cecil, I hate you and I don't like your toupee.
Oh, good God, no. Why do you hate my beloved toupee?
Oh, it's really old and has dandruff and several other diseases. Oh, how I loved you. Oh, Lord, I loved you, but now my love for you has waned.
My, Margaret, Paul, this is very hard to do.
Sorry, the whole thing was set to music. But, you know, just read it, the pair of you. Just read it normally. You'd have to pretend to try and sing it. We're not doing the opera now.
It was never an opera.
That's how we envisioned it, but it never came off because we couldn't do opera at the time.
We can't do opera now. It doesn't even rhyme, Paul. Why was it? It should have rhymed.
But don't shut up and read it.
It's very painful for me to go through. Is it painful for you, Margaret?
Not bothered.
No. Oh, my Margaret, what are you saying? Please, oh please, only be playing.
No, my love for you has all gone ever since I saw you try on my thong.
Margaret, please, I can do a change. If you want, I'll get my skin rearranged.
No, Cecil, it's far past that. I couldn't even love you, even if you got your chest flat.
Oh, my man boobs, damn, my man boobs. It's just because you're jealous.
Yes, they're big, but I wouldn't want them. They are far too pendulous.
Go on then, well, bloody leave me, but you can't have Christella.
Fine, I will, you bald round old fool. I don't love you anymore.
What about me? Where will I live? Am I to become destitute?
Oh, good God, no. You can live here with Cecil. You can't come with me.
Margaret, are you sure you don't want him? He can flatten out any surfaces with his bulk.
No, Cecil, keep him. He's not even my real son anyway.
Fine, just go, but make sure that you send me some alimony pay.
Oof. It sounds somewhat more compelling on the Radio Thax episode 3, which we'll put out after this. I'm sorry about that. It's embarrassing to have to go through this, but it's just what we wrote at the time, so what can you do?
Can't do nothing.
Sorry, that was an aside. I can't believe it. Cecil and Margaret have split up. It's been a long time coming, and I know it's for the best, but still. Oh.
26th of March.
It's been quite an odd day today. Cecil's just been in a daze. Let's move the microphone. He didn't get dressed, he didn't eat breakfast, but most interestingly and importantly for Cecil anyway, he didn't do a cry, which is strange for him. I announced Cecil and Margaret split on the radio because, you know, celebrity couple, a power couple, and the public need to know. Cecil Old Ladies phoned in to support Cecil, but no one phoned in to support me. It's like they don't care about drunky Paul Sex. Not fair. In the afternoon, Mum came round. Oh, I've pushed space, but I'm zoomed right up to the top of the page. Excuse me. I'll just scroll back down.
Sorry about that interlude. In the afternoon, Mum came round to pack. She's living with Toby Wilde, the midget. Apparently they've been having an affair for 2 years. Mum got some clothes and precious items, and then announced she would only return when Paul got married. To a real human woman. So she's never coming back, is she? No hope for me to get married. Unless I hang around with that home for the blind, deaf and dumb women who can't smell anything. Then I might have a chance. They'll never know. Then Mum left. Then 3 minutes later she came back in, kicked Cecil in the shin area, and then stormed out with her right hoof on, looking like Miss Piggy. You know, when she's angry with Kermit for some reason, because he's been too much of a frog, don't know why. Cecil ran away whimpering, making a weird chirping noise. Then at 8:24 in the evening, I tried to comfort Dad. I told him the benefits of being single. He seemed to respond to it for a second, but then, like a tedious inevitability of a train being delayed when you most need it, Cecil did burst into tears, like a dam that's been poorly constructed. They've skimped on some of the construction materials, the workers, the plans, and the structure's just given way under the bulk of the water it's trying to hold back. And plumph, the waters are flowing and are blowing, and Cecil's noses are running. It's disgusting.
Yes, well, maybe you would weep if you were emotionally attached to anything. Idiot, 27th of March.
Hey, don't make this about me, Cecil. This is about you being a grumpy little bumpkin, okay? So, shut up. Right, 27th of March. I knew this would happen, as from 2026 last night, Dad started crying and hasn't stopped since. It's weird, I never know what to say when someone's crying. Do I say, they're there? Or do I say, that's alright? I don't know. So, I panicked and slapped him and told him to snap out of it. You know, like they do in the movies, blokes do it to other blokes. But Cecil just sort of looked shocked, did a bit of a trump, and then just burst into tears again. I thought it might make quite a good carry-on film. They don't make them anymore, but I thought, carry on crying. Overly emotional elderly men just weeping at the wives leaving them for more virile dwarfs. Dunno. It was quite funny to listen to Dad's 2-hour radio show today, because he was blubbering and he was going on about how the trumpet sounds in the 1930s were more moving than rave music. It was funny. No one could tell what he was blubbering on about. He kept saying a few words over and over again for quite a while. Margarine Godiva, cheese, and Edinburgh wool shop. It's definitely going in the classic Cecil show. We'll replay that whenever he's feeling a bit emotional. Just stick that on. I hope he stops crying tomorrow. Yes, I didn't realise an old man could hold that much salt water.
It was 28th of March.
And lo, the crying doth continue. On Cecil's part, that is. I haven't shed a tear yet, but then again, me and Mum never really got on. You know what, with her constantly saying I'm not a son. You know, I know I'm not. Cecil knows I'm not. I think even you know I'm not, dear diary, but then that begs the question, and it does beg the question, Who is my real mother? I know Cecil's my real dad. You know, we've both got that hump. There's no getting away from that, no matter how many times my shadow frightens me, thinking Nosferatu's coming to get me. It's not. It's just my hump. My shadowy hump. But will I ever know who my real mother is? Don't know. It's just like Star Wars. Who was Luke Skywalker's mother? I can't remember now. Padme, that was it. Rubbish. She died because she was too sad. Ooh. It's 23:57 on Friday the 28th of March now. Of course, it It's the 28th of March. Why I wouldn't be putting this... I wouldn't be putting this in the diary if it didn't happen on today, Friday the 28th of March. Dad's still crying, but never mind that. I got a bag of Marmite crisps. You know, the Walker's one's delicious. And I opened it, and inside was just a huge brown golf ball. It looked like a massive scab. I thought, hey up, what's this? Big scab. But I picked it up. I thought, in for a penny, in for a pound. I'll give it a sniff. And it was a huge chunk of Marmite flavouring. Oh, couldn't believe my luck. Marmite crisps are the best flavoured crisp in the world, as they are. I do sometimes try and scrape off the flavouring so I can have a large chunk in one go, but this thing... Oh, I've never known the like. I spent 30 minutes just slowly licking at it, like some kind of deer on a salt lick. It made me sick about four different occasions, but you know, that's the price you pay for having something that's just so lovely. Cecil said it was, well, Cecil weeped, it was probably just pure salt and I shouldn't eat that much, but it tasted too nice, too lovely to resist. Just noticed the Nutty Professor's on tomorrow. Cecil loves that program, actually. Well, film, actually. It's high hilarity content. Once he's going to snap him out of his massive boo-hoo-a-thon, isn't it? I bet he does. Or my name's not Paul Shane Andromeda Starshine Elizabeth Thax. Which, of course, it is. 29th of March. Oh, goodness. We, that is me and Pa, went shopping this morning. And yes, he was still weeping. We got kicked out of the library, partly because Cecil was crying loudly whilst looking at self-help books, and partly because I was flicking my way through all the Mills and Boone books, looking for the most erotic sections. But Mills and Boone isn't that erotic, really. As far as I can tell, it's more wholesome. More like... And they just had a nice cuddle. Mary met Joseph... Mary's ankle was exposed and Joseph said, oh, m'lady, that's delicious. And they just had to sit down on a swing bench, that kind of thing. It's very wholesome, love it. In the evening, at about 8 o'clock tonight, it was time for the nuttiest of all the professors, i.e. the Nutty Professor film, the Eddie Murphy version, obviously not the original one with that man. I'm watching it now. He's drinking that bit that turns him from being a big chubby brown man into Axel Foley. You know, how Eddie Murphy normally looks. Here comes the hilarity. The film's just about finished now and Cecil's still weeping. Oh, hang on, what's this? Oh, hey. There's outtakes at the end of the film. Axel Foley's going all wrong. He's laughing at his own ineptitude. That's quite unprofessional. But this is making Cecil giggle. Giggle like a good un. That's nice to see. Cecil cried for almost 3 days solid, but now he's having a good giggle at Eddie Murphy doing his deep laugh as he forgets his lines and somebody off camera is laughing at him. That's nice to see, Cecil. You look beautiful. It's nearly midnight now, but me and Cecil have had a chat, and he feels much better. No more tears. He's my very own baby. He said he's been thinking while weeping, and he's asked me to teach him how to be single. So, his Jedi-like training starts tomorrow, after we both have a sleep in, till about 1 o'clock, you know, when all the slobs get up. It's lovely. 30th of March. Last night I spent the night in Dad's room watching him in bed, and at 2:47 I woke him up to tell him to stop lying only on one side of the double bed and spread out. You know, take advantage of that extra room now Mum's not there to keep you warm in the night. He abided and then rolled over and went back to sleep. But at 3:49 a.m. 5:52 a.m. and 6:12 a.m. and then at 7:18 a.m. I woke him up and shook him and slapped him until he went into the middle of the bed. I'm very tired. Then, when Cecil got out of bed, I had to remind him to stop walking around nude, you know, like he used to try and show off his penis to Mother, to try and arouse her. It never worked. She just looked disgusted. Like how most people look when they see an oyster just on the floor that's been stepped on and squashed and shriveled somewhat in the cold. For breakfast today, we had the bachelor chow, which is tea and biscuits. I had a pack of bourbons. Cecil had a pack of rich tea, but he could only manage 7, so I had the rest of his packet and my packet. But you know, he's only a beginner, isn't he? He's not going to be able to meet the standards of someone who's been single for 4 years like what I have. The rest of the day we sat around and watched Single Man's TV, which is Star Trek, specifically The Next Generation Series 5, and then we watched X-Men cartoons in the evening. Wonderful. 31st of March. Today was some more intensive but yet still basic training. This morning I told Cecil the 3 basic rules of being single. Rule 1, don't be lonely. Rule 2, be prepared, you never know. You never know your luck. And rule 3, you're single, you're your own boss. Take as much advantage of that as you want. He took well to rule number 2, be prepared, because he used to be a Boy Scout, so it was already kind of a rule of his anyway. Then in the afternoon we tried a meditative exercise whereby we sat down and played on the Sony PlayStation until midnight and ordered a pizza and had 4 beers each and just sort of didn't really move, save for when our bladder or bowels required we do so. It's a lovely sedentary existence, and one that I hope Cecil will embrace fully. I know I have. It's a liberating experience. Once you feel it, bed sores be damned. That's all I can say about that, isn't it, Cecil?
Well, you say that, but it's me that's got to apply the ointments to them. Plus, that's all she wrote for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Hey, Cecil, come on, we're not wrapping it up like that. It'd be silly. Never just turn it off that quickly. Right, so this has queued up nicely, Cecil.
Yes.
This has queued us up nicely to release episode 3 of Radio Thack Series 1, because that's based around when you start being single, isn't it?
Yes. Can we not put it out, though?
Look, no one is more embarrassed about episode 3 than me, Cecil.
With good cause?
Yes. It was an ill-fated attempt at pretending to do live stand-up comedy, and then, we wanted to do an opera, but we couldn't. I don't know what we were thinking, and I'm sorry, you're going to have to endure it if you choose to listen to it. You might not listen to it. You might enjoy it, I don't know. I can't be objective. I'm very critical of my work, very critical.
Not critical enough to actually edit any of it out.
If I edited everything out that I didn't appreciate, Cecil, this podcast would go thus.
There's no noise.
Because I don't think if it's of any worth, Cecil.
Of course it's of worth. People love listening to it.
Right. So, then... No, they don't, Cecil. Why am I not getting any money? None of the podcast money's come in yet, has it?
No one makes any money from podcasts, Paul.
Yeah, they do. I've heard people get adverts on them. No one's asking to put adverts on this, are they? No one even knows it exists.
Shut up. I mean, self-indulgent nonsense. Right, so, yes. Please enjoy the next episode of Radio Facts, Series 1, Episode 3, Live and Let Die.
No, we're not putting it on after this. It's separate. It's a separate download.
All right. We'll search for it on RadioFacts.com. Or whatever favourite podcast player you use.
Yeah, alright. So I'll see you till next week. Next week might be delayed, Cecil, because we're moving house.
Yes, yes, it might be. So, tough titty, Bobs, if it is.
Yeah, might be a little bit late, might be a little bit early. Don't know. Night, night, bye-bye. Love you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I'm a very nice gentleman, Cecil.
You don't smell nice.
Shut up.